Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Emma and Stephanie with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, UNESCO has urged for the implementation of greater climate targets to preserve the Great Barrier Reef as a World Heritage Site. A report by the UN agency has expressed utmost concern for several environmental factors affecting the reef, including land clearing and coral bleaching, while calling for Australia to report to the organisation regarding progress in February 2025. While UNESCO has not recommended that the Great Barrier Reef be placed on a list of sites in danger, the organisation has released a series of draft decisions aimed to improve the site's resilience. The report claims Australia needs to continue to address pollution and invasive starfish outbreaks throughout the reef, while Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek says the recommendations are a huge win for Queensland.
According to a new report from the Property Council of Australia, frontline workers in Queensland are among the most financially disadvantaged when it comes to housing prices. The Beyond Reach report has found affordable housing for Southeast Queensland essential workers is almost non-existent, as they must now spend more than 30% of their income to rent a home. Statewide funding for 2,600 new nurse and midwife jobs were included in last month's budget, but the Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union said it will be challenging to reach such objective without accessible and reasonably priced housing. Queensland Executive Director Jess Kerr has urged an inquiry into how taxes impact new home delivery, with taxes and fees accounting for more than 30% of new home costs. Queensland Premier Stephen Miles said the government will implement affordable housing for frontline workers through subsidies and planning reforms. He will meet with the Property Council for a taxation review next week.
In national news, experts in planning, law and energy have expressed serious concerns over Australia's capacity to build nuclear power stations before 2037. Legal and project management experts predict that the coalition's goal of constructing nuclear power facilities in Australia will encounter major delay, considerable cost overruns and constitutional challenges. The coalition has not yet announced a date to reveal more information on the proposal.
The Commonwealth Government's, quote, world-leading vape ban is scheduled to take effect next week on July 1st. However, unexpected changes will make it simpler to purchase them in October. Starting on July 1st, pharmacists will only be permitted to legally sell vapes with nicotine to customers who have a doctor's prescription. However, changes to the Therapeutic Goods and Other Legislation Amendment Bill 2024 may allow vapes to be accessed by a much larger number of people. Starting October 1st, pharmacies will no longer require a prescription to sell vapes containing nicotine to anyone over the age of 18.
In international news, risk of famine persists in Palestine as a draft UN report reveals that 1 in 5 households in Gaza go whole days without food. The UN's Hunger Monitoring System, the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, or IPC, is set to report that more than 495,000 people in Gaza are facing catastrophic levels of food insecurity. More than half of households allegedly report that they often do not have any food in their house, resorting to selling or swapping clothes to afford to eat. The IPC had previously reported that a famine may be averted due to increased food deliveries in March and April, but due to renewed hostilities, humanitarian aid is again restricted and the region remains at high risk.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds and medium chance of showers, most likely in the late morning and afternoon. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. There is no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.